No, you're up, Kenny. Welcome back, everybody. It's your favorite video game podcast, the Chips and Bits Podcast. Woo! I'm your host this month, Matthew Anderson, with me as always,
Kenny Myers.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Matt.
I feel like we were just here.
Yeah, it's weirdly, I'm wearing the same sweater slash hair as I was last time. So are you.
We're doing relatively back-to-back podcasts here, just separated by a couple of days. If you're not watching on YouTube, you won't know that I'm still trapped in this amazing white void. So if you're interested in seeing a white void, feel free to watch us on YouTube instead of just listening to us.
And we're back. I am, as always, trapped in my own insecurities.
Right. Well, we might have a solve for that. It's this month's game, Astrobot.
Astrobot. That feels like a time I should have put the theme.
We have some music, robot style music. It kind of goes with the theme song. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to do it, John.
Did I do it right? I feel like I did it right. Matt, did I play the theme song correctly? We're done, right? This is our last episode ever, right? Matt, just confirm to me that I played the theme song correctly, please, so I can move on. Thank you. Not everyone's on YouTube. That was a thumbs up. I think I did it.
This is our final podcast of the year. Perhaps existence, depending on how people respond to that sort of intro.
Or if my body just decides it's done.
I'm not going to bury the lead here. Kenny played Astrobot before he played Alan Wake 2, if I recall correctly.
Our previously reviewed game, correct?
Yes, the game we just podcasted about last month, a few days ago.
Slash a few minutes ago.
And all I can say is, first of all, if you haven't listened to that podcast, you should, because you'll know how we feel about that game. For me, I played Astrobot after Alan Wake 2, and I could not think of a better game in the whole goddamn world to play after Alan Wake 2 than Astrobot, because holy shit, this game is awesome.
It is so good. And you know what's really amazing? Like, one of our complaints is, like, they keep adding things in Alan Wake 2. It's going to be hard not to contrast since we just talked about this. And, like, they keep making things worse. But whenever they added anything in Astrobot, it was fucking perfect. It was, like, perfect. This is, like, a perfect video game. It's insane how good this is.
Not even just perfect, like, everything's done well. There are very unique little twists and sort of, like, new things applied to these old mechanics and like sort of like tropes and things you would expect in video games. And each of them that they add is genuinely interesting to the world that they've created for Astrobot. But then also at the same time, it's very self-referential to the entire Sony ecosystem and history of games. And so there's all this nostalgia wrapped up in it. And it's like everything they do in this game, you're just like, ugh. I wish every game could just be like this easy and this good at what it does.
Yeah. And it's not without its challenges. And there's a lot of really cool things that like the way they hide robots and like, but it felt like something you wanted to do. Every single side thing in this game is something you want. Like I just wanted to do. I platinumed this game. I don't platinum games often. Matt, I know you were under time constraints, so you probably didn't quite platinum it, but...
I did not, but I intend to.
Yeah. I think there was... And there was only one level in the whole game, which I actually think is, like, pretty reasonable, where I felt annoyed by a mechanic. So much so that I called it out to another friend of ours, our mutual friend Jeremy, said, there's one annoying level. You'll know it when you get to it. And he called the exact level. And I don't know if you've gotten to it yet, but there's one level that's annoying. And then the rest are just like perfect. But I think a good platformer like this needs one annoying level.
I've beaten it, so I'm not.
Have you done all the levels in each world though?
Yes. I haven't done all of the secret ones, like all the void, whatever they call them, the secret void.
There's secret ones? No, I'm kidding. These aren't, it's one of the, it is one of the small levels within one of the worlds.
Oh, and I also haven't done all the, you know, you unlock the triangles, X's and O's and that sort of thing. Yeah. I haven't done all those.
Yeah. We'll talk when you get there. You'll know which one it is. Okay. There's only all one, right. and it very clearly is that level. Okay. Right. Chitsubits listeners, if you're listening to this, you can message me on our Discord, and if you think you know which level it is. So, I mean, it's so hard to think that someone could build a game as good as like a Mario game. Now, I know you're not a huge Mario fan.
I am a huge Mario fan.
Have you played Super Mario Wonder? Yeah, that's a huge Mario fan for you right there.
I'm not like all inclusive. I'm just saying what I've played, I like, except for Paper Mario.
And you also didn't like Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah, that was trash.
I think you need to reevaluate how you describe yourself here, is I guess what I'm getting at. I think you're Mario aficionado. You're like, yeah, I love Mario 64.
I like good Super Mario games, of which there are plenty. There are also some bad ones.
I mean, just like the Nintendo polish, it's so rare to see a developer reach that level. And I think they have reached that level to the point where, I mean, this game came out a few months ago. It kind of was announced within a month. Like, it pretty much was announced and then launched within like 2 months. And we're just like, what is this? And then the reviews came out. And you played the PlayStation demo and loved it. And I thought it was fine. I didn't really get into it. But boy, I went back and I beat all of that too. Like, it just hit right.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's just, it's delightful. It's like, you know, it's got literally everything.
There's no fat on this game.
No.
Like, there's every world ends with two incredible things. One is a really fun boss fight with just some of the best animation, like just the animation. And then at the end of that boss fight, you rescue like a staple PlayStation character, like Kratos from God of War or Aloy from that franchise
Uncharted. We used to love. Yeah, Uncharted.
Uncharted from the, or Drake from that other franchise we used to love. And then you play a level like in honor of that character, and it usually introduces a singular mechanic for that level. And it's fun every time.
Yeah, and some of them are like really good. Like the God of War.
Really good.
When that level started, I was like, oh shit. Am I gonna play as Robot Kratos? And it's like, you got the frost sword, they changed the music. Oh, the music in this game, so good. Like,
it's really good.
The menu music, the world music, and then you get to this Kratos level, and it's just like this cute little happy robot music you've been experiencing the whole time changes to boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, the Bear McCreary.
So shit. Good. It's so good.
And it's all in bot, which is like their little language, and it's very good. This is a game, a rare game, that my entire family, we just sat around and they watched me play it. And we were just, they are just obnoxiously calling out all the things I need to collect or the coins I missed. but it was just, it's also really fun to watch just because there's so much stuff going on, but it's never distracting. It's always enjoyable. I don't even know, like this is like a prototype lab game developer. Like they just essentially built all the DualSense control stuff, and they built games around it. And like the level of polish and fun in this game it's like, I feel like it's a game I can recommend to anyone. Like, it's just so fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think another thing that I would point out is that like, not only is there not a lot of fat and that everything's fun and there's so much there, a lot of the secondary aspects, they do a really good job of making them not, you don't have to do them. You're like, if you don't want to go around and get every coin, you don't have to. If you don't want to go around and talk to every single nostalgic character, you don't have to. They're there on the map, but you don't have to go talk to them. But you should, because they all do really cool, cute things. And sometimes they do like really funny things, but you don't have to. So it's sort of like that it's almost like what they do is they're like, you know, they're sitting next to you and like open up a bag of M&Ms and they're like, you want one? And you're like, oh, I guess I have one, you know. And it's like, yeah, I guess I'll have another. Yeah, I mean, it's M&Ms, dude. Like, if you're going to eat them, they're so good.
But then you get to this point where you're like, all the M&Ms taste like this. And then you want to go around to just like play with all the characters because they really like did little animations. And it's just fun. It's fun to find games that you like forgot about or loved. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it would be like discovering what a character was because it wasn't exactly clear. One of my favorite things is some of the puns of the level names. And the funniest one was Uncharted, which was called Dude Raider, which just killed me. Like Dude Raider was the Uncharted level. I just made me laugh so hard. And they and that was a really fun level. The Aloy level, it was really cool. It's really cool to see all of them translated to like bot, you know, like it's almost like seeing something translated to Lego and you're just like, that's fantastic. But it was cool seeing the Walker dinosaur translated to like Astrobot world. They do a really great job.
That Kratos' translation is just a bot wearing Kratos' armor, and then the red stripe. It's like, it looks like
Kratos. And the beard and the like tacked on beard. It was so good. And like they have a hub world area where you unlock things, and that was like, it just felt fun to like unlock a new area, and then it wasn't overwhelming. The secrets were. There were some hidden fun things, and there's one achievement that's really kind of difficult to get, but not only because it's, I was just thinking about Alan Wake 2. Just because it's just a complication of controls. So I'd be interested if you get that one. I had to look it up actually. But it's just like a fun place to run around. It's fun to figure things out. God, I mean like, I'm so glad you played through it. I obviously could not stop playing it. Like I would just wake, I would just go every night and play it. It took me like 3 or 4 days to beat the game.
If I didn't have to move this week into a completely different house, I would still be finishing it and getting all the trophies. I have to take a break right now, but I'll be back to it as soon as I can. It's even fun waiting in this game. Like, there's this mechanic where you have to rescue a certain number of bots before you can unlock certain areas of the map. And it will tell you, you need 200 bots to unlock. And you go over there and it's like, press triangle. Any other game, you could have just gone, press triangle, poof, the lock goes away, the thing unlocks. This will be something like, you need 200 bots. Why do you need 200 bots? Because they need to build a bridge out of themselves that's 200 bots high and then fall over a chasm. And you have to stand there and watch these bots jump up on top of each other and build a bridge. And every time you're just like, this is just amazing. I'll just watch them do this thing.
A really interesting thing about that I really liked, they work like Pikmin pretty much, almost to the T. Mm-hmm. But it's just like a nice, subtle design touch. Like, in a lot of games, when you have characters like that building a ladder, in some cases, you have to wait till the ladder's fully built, but you can just jump right on. Like it was just ready, like while the ladder's building, you just climb on while the other people get up there. And like that's a really subtle but really nice amount of polish. And subtle like polish is like, it's just the heart of this game. Like,
because like, they're not unique bots either. Like you might get halfway up, you're like, oh, there's Kratos, I rescued him. Like all the bots you've actually rescued, they're in the game and
they're the ones talking to you and they're going, wee! Like they're just so, I mean, I don't know if you saw this. I'll see if I could dig you up the video, but so they had Astro's Playroom, which gave them with every PS5, and that got really popular. A lot of people beat it. They had really cool levels, and it was just really to introduce the PlayStation 5 and the DualSense. It was really well done, and it's the reason Astrobot exists, because it was so well polished and so well received. But one of the things they did is, when they knew the game was announced, they essentially created this way to access the secret area in Astro's Playroom, and it had a countdown timer. And so when it hit midnight, when Astrobot was being released, if you were in Astro's Playroom, a fucking robot rave starts and they all start dancing around and celebrating, and you can like jump into the Astrobot game from there if you wanted to. Not like it'll load the game, you know, it'll open up the store or whatever. But like they took the time to do this funny little celebration that so few people probably did, to just count down the release of the game. And I think that speaks worlds about this developer. And it is a Sony developer. And I think that this game is rightfully called out as like Nintendo level, like some of the like polished game. It just is so enjoyable to play this fucking game. Actually more enjoyable to me than most Nintendo games. Like I'm not a huge Breath of the Wild fan or anything like that. Like Wonder is really good though. You should play Wonder. We should talk about that next year.
Maybe you can pick that as your Alan Wake 2 for next season.
No, I don't think that'll be an Alan Wake 2. I'm pretty sure that that game is just fun. My Alan Wake 2 is going to be Gran Turismo on PC next year. That's what it's going to be. I get to be tortured. I just like this game was so good. It was like there's so many games out right now that are really interesting, especially for me, or like I want to play. And the fact that Astrobot just came through it, I stopped pretty much all other games that I want to play it and went through and I was like, I'm going to 100% this. I mean, it takes a lot for someone like me who jumps between so many different things like an idiot. I can't speak highly enough of this game, so much so that I don't really have much to say about it. Like it's like very, very good. And I think everyone should play it.
That's fine. I totally agree. I literally rolled right into this game after I skipped the ending credits for Alan Wake 2 as fast as possible. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, let me stop playing this game. And I hopped into it and it took, I mean, there was the title screen. I was like, okay, this is cool. And then I started playing. I was like, this is the best
game. It's so good.
Thank God. Thank God this game exists. It's like, it makes you feel, it's not just a good modern game, but there's just so much throwback where it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like they care so much about so many tiny details that some of the things come across like they just don't care. Like there's just like, we're just making a fun game. Yeah. It's like when you're driving in the car these days, and I don't know if this will translate. I'm going to give it a shot. You're driving in the car and that random Sir Mix-a-Lot song comes on. You haven't heard it in forever. And you're just like, you know what? Why don't they make fun songs anymore? You know, songs suck these days. I want good old-fashioned fun songs. That's what this game is. It's old-fashioned fun, but it's a modern game. I think everybody should play.
I feel like you could have picked an artist with a broader catalog that people know than Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Like I said, hey, if you don't know that name,
like yeah, you know that old Michael things. Jackson song goes on, or so you know somebody is like a little more accessible.
But it's everyone knows Michael Jackson. It's one of those things where it's like it's got to be like that 60s funk song or whatever. Where you're just like the music's so good, and the focus is on like something fun. The lyrics don't take themselves too seriously, but it's good. You know, like that's what this game is. Like everything is well done. And just go get it. Go play this game. Tell us that you love it. And then listen to some Sir Mix-a-Lot if you don't know what that name is.
Or the Astrobot soundtrack, which is available.
Also amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, let's close it there. Everyone play Astrobot. It's been our pleasure to be with you tonight on this podcast and the whole season of Chips and Bits again this year. Can't wait to get back at it and see what games we decide to play next year. Thanks for being fans. Thanks for being listeners. We love you all. I've been your host this month, Matthew Anderson. And with me, as always,
Kenny Myers.
There he is. Bye.
Okay, but that was the right time to play it, right?
Yes, that was. Yes.
Okay. You did. Thank you.